Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Well, Neil, was that a triumph for patience against a simple but almost perfectly executed plan by your opponents?
Listen, firstly, credit. I've just spoke to the manager coming up the stairs. You know, to come here, to deploy the low block, deploy the 4-5-1, it's a risky game to do, because if you score early, what do you do? But listen, let's credit them. They made it really hard for us. And I know when I speak to Tim afterwards, the analysis team, we've probably had 85% possession of the football. We've probably had, you know, chances that we could have scored off, but we didn't. And the key message was, all through the first half, all at half time, patient, the game will open up, we'll win 1-0, and we'll get ready for the next round. But when you play a team from lower down, it is that proverbial banana skin. Sometimes it goes well, sometimes you go with 5 or 6. Some teams slip and go out. I thought professionally, We were really good. We were very disciplined. And that's another goal for Nick Bilardo and another win at Broadhurst Park.
Yeah, I was going to say, subs, pleased with the impact of the subs.
Delighted. And it was key that we did that. You know, resting young Czech today. I thought Pav did well. I thought the subs, the timing of the subs was right. But Keegan and Nick injected something different to us. And then I thought once we scored, Griff just settled us down. And it's a competitive squad, you know, and out of that squad, I've still got, you know, Jan Palinkas, Charlie Monroe, Michael Donoghue, so it's very competitive. But I'm proud of the boys today. That's a tricky, tricky game that today, and they've taken on board all the instructions, and they should be really proud of themselves.
Were you frustrated at all in the first half of the lack of ingenuity? There was one moment where I thought Ennis played a lovely pass to Morris that almost... But to break down that, would you have liked a bit more...
Could you tell?
well, I know nothing about football.
I always come and protect the lads. What I'll say is that we could have been braver breaking the lines. So when we play a 1, we actually play a 3. You know, and I don't think we were brave enough to get in behind. I thought there was too many times that our midfield pairing were on the same line. And I don't think the centre-half stepped into play. I think they passed it when they should have stepped in. So down the middle of the pitch, yeah, we were slightly frustrated. But listen, I've played in them games where it's so hard and you think, right, if I play in that pass and it doesn't come off, we come exposed, we go side to side and we've just got to wait for that one moment. And the one moment didn't appear in the first half. And, you know, we thought Max Kane was getting in the battle with, you know, Jack Higgins in the centre-half. Is it something different when Nick Bilardo comes off? And that's the luxury that we've got this season we didn't have last season, where I can turn to the bench and go, right, Keen Baru, Max Kane, you come off, it's not your days. Nick Bilardo, Keegan Hartley, can you go on and unlock it? And they did it, and, you know, they'll get all the plaudits. But I just thought the collective team performance, it was slow at times in the first half, but that's okay. The pitch wasn't zippy, and in terms of the performance, I'm all right. I'm pleased with that.
Having said that, Barlick had some opportunities. One which... Pat Boyser had a good game, but a loose clearance, and then suddenly had to save himself. Really,
my heart was in the mouth, because Pat's so technically good with his feet. He's so commanding in the air, and it was really good. I don't know if you know this story, but Jack Higgins, who played for them today, that's the academy manager at Fleetwood. So the guy who was standing in front of Pat for the full game, he worked with him full time day to day. So he was really giving it him. But you know, that was a little bit of needle. But Pat was excellent. But the thing is, when you make a mistake as a keeper, you're going wow. But he recovered really well, and we got the result I thought we deserved.
And perhaps you mentioned him, it must have been pleased, because Czech team has been a real find this season, but Zuk did his job, didn't he?
And Pav, you've got to create, this is what I'm saying, when people don't see this, it's the work that we do outside of football. So when he hasn't been in the 16 for 5 or 6 games, then he comes in, all of a sudden he starts in the FA Cup game. But again, using the luxury, that's the quality that we have now at right back, and you know, in every position. And Pav did well. Listen, he probably plays it a little bit different than Czech, where Czech will drive inside and commit, where Pat's a little safer. But at times, you need them both. And I thought, especially with Pav at right back, when they put the big lads on, I thought he held his shape really well. I thought he competed very well. Showed the dark arts in the middle of the pitch when he had to bring the lad down. We knew he got on the wrong side of him. So I've chuffed with his performance, and you know he put himself in the window. But I'll say it, and I'll say it, and I'll say it. You know, for us to get through this season, we're going to need 20, 21 players, and we've seen that already. So, you know, credit to the lads that have played today. Credit to the lads that have, you know, made debuts in Pav. But well, you know, more credit is credit to the football club, because we're in the hat for the next round, and there'll be some teams that aren't today. We are.
Like Radcliffe, for example, or not, for example.
Are they not? Well, right. You know, this
and
is... This
neither
is,
are Bamber Bridge.
Well, this is the bizarre thing about football, because we've just played Radcliffe, who I thought was arguably the best team, and then, you know, they've gone to Morpeth today.
Yeah.
You know, it's bizarre. Football's bizarre. But we are, and, you know, this journey to the first round has started here, or the journey to Wembley that the fans were singing has started here. But you can only be happy, and there's a little bit of money into the club. Great fans today. You know, 1,040 came through to the stadium, and they made some good noise last 10, 15 minutes. Doesn't say in the paper tomorrow that we were a bit slow with our movement and we were a bit slow with our second breaking of lines. Says that we're through, and you've got to take that.
So to round up, you'll be pleased you've got two training sessions with the players, and what kind of game are you expecting home to Bradford next Saturday?
Well, firstly, James, as a manager, you know, I was asked last week by Tim, you know, is it good to have a break from the league? Yeah, it's brilliant. I love looking at that result, 5-0. It really irks me every single day, and that's the passion inside. That's what you want. You come to the FA Cup, you want to win, and we've bounced back. We've done really well. But for any manager to have back-to-back training sessions, we might even come in Wednesday yet. You know, it's the first time in a long time that we've had it. And it's good. We love getting on the training park. So we want to get ready for a reformed, resurgent Bradford side who've come to. But we're going into it, play 4-from-4 at Broadhurst Park, and we've won it. So this place is, let's use the word fortress. It's not as that. It's given us lots of confidence. And if we can get things right off the pitch that needs to be better today on the pitch, then we'll be all right. But Bradford will be a good side. But I think you'll see a different FC next week. I don't think you'll see a side that... You know, I think Bradford will come and part the
We'll
bus.
See the home side, won't we? We'll which is impeccable.
Yeah, it is, yeah. We'll work on the away side. We'll work on it.
Neil, thanks.
Brilliant.
As ever.
No, thank
well
you.
Done. Through to the next round.
Yeah, chuffing up. Cheers, everyone.